the group is handicapped by the weakest link, not so much in the technical realm, but in the realm of ear training. Okay, so, you know, not to knock any other musicians whatsoever, but, you know, I know perfectly well that if I play anything remotely other than completely obvious, the group will not pick up on it. I'm lucky if one or two people pick up on it, you know. But as your ears expand, the good news is there's only 12 pitches, and so there's only 12 relationships. And the science of ear training, I'm going to finally get into it now instead of just giving you a preamble, or in my case, a pre-ramble, is defining and memorizing those 12 relationships, okay? And so if you have access to a keyboard, you might play these examples in the key of C, you know. I don't think I'm going to sing in the key of C. It's a little high for me. I'm going to sing in like A, I think, which is a good key. It's just maybe a touch low for men, but men have no problem with it, and it's certainly within a women's range as well to sing. Do. Now, you've heard Do, Re, Mi, which is from the Italian, and they assign the pitches, the syllables, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, but I prefer numbers, just to let you know. So I will call Do 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I have another advantage too, because when we were little, all right, I'm going to just tell you a little more background, then I promise we're going to get into it. when we were kids, we used to do a lot of skiing. Now my older sister, she doesn't remember this because I told her I was going to mention it on the audio. She doesn't remember this, but she used to love ear training exercises, and we would do them while sitting on the chairlift. And if you've ever gone skiing, you know, like if you're at a big mountain or something, it can take like, you know, up to 45 minutes to get up that mountain if you have a slow enough chairlift. Or maybe the technology has improved now, I don't know, I haven't been skiing in 20 years. But, you know, you're sitting up there in the bitter cold for half an hour at a time or more, and there's nothing to do. And so you practice ear training, and she would go, Do, 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 So, Do, you know, Do, Mi, Do, Fa, Do, So, Do, La, Do, Ti, Do, Do, etc., right? And so that was without an instrument, you know. But I prefer numbers. So in the end, what we're going to do is memorize, we're going to assign famous songs for the intervals. The interval, and the word interval means the distance between one note and the next, right? And there are more than 12 intervals because you can go beyond an octave, but we're not going to be worrying about that right now. What I mean by an octave is from Do to Do, or 1 to 8. The word octave means 8, right? As in octopus and octagon, right? So, and that's why it's called an octave, because it's 8 scale degrees up. Pythagoras was one of the first to sort of invent or come up with the major scale. He did so because he was measuring the wavelengths. I can't remember. It's a fascinating story if you read it. He was measuring about harmonics and the wavelengths of string vibrations, and where the points were on the string that made the harmonics amplify each other, etc. I can't remember. It's been too long, but it's a fascinating read. If you ever read Pythagoras, the history of the major scale, it was actually called the Pythagorean scale at one time. And so he came up with the 7 main points, and that became Do, Re, Mi. Now there are 12 notes, and for the purposes of our ear training, we're only going to concentrate on the 8 intervals of the major scale. All right, that's 75% of the notes. Well, if you count the octave, since that's the same note, it's really only 7 out of 5. 7 out of 12 notes is what we're going to be talking about, because we're going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We will talk about 8, but 8 is the same as 1. If you know any major scales on the guitar, if you play and then repeat from there, the pattern repeats. So that's a 2-octave scale. I'm in the key of A, for those interested, at the 5th fret, which is like just like an obvious place to start on the guitar. 2-octave scale. Do, Re, Mi, So, Fa, Do, Re, Do, Ti, La, To, So, Fa, Mi, Re, Do, Ti, La, So, Fa. Okay. So what we're going to do is assign famous songs for you to memorize intervals. Okay. We're talking about the octave right now, and we're going to start there. The most famous by far song that begins with an octave is Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So, Somewhere, right? So that's a famous example. And so if your ear, if you could sing, first of all, you have an advantage, because any note I play, you or you play, you can sing an octave above that, and that will be, start singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and that will be your octave right there. So for example, let me pick a random note like F sharp. Okay, so I'm at the second fret right now, for those of you who care. Second fret, sixth string. And if I sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow in that key, it's gonna sound like somewhere, and sure enough, that octave is the sound of that note. So even before you play it on the guitar,